Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're back for episode three of Superman and Lois. So the first two episodes have excelled expectations so
Oh yeah.
far.
They've been
And then we'll
super. Sorry.
Super.
Get
They've
to
been
cut, let myself out.
those three episodes have been Lois.
What do I work with? Right, okay. Anyway. So in the last episode we had quite a lot happened. So some of the big things I want to bring up are mostly about Captain Luther being one, he's lost his suit.
Oh.
Two, he's lost his ship. And three, I totally called he's from another planet.
Oh, don't argue again.
Or the future.
No.
Okay,
No.
anyway.
Or the future. He's
Anyway.
from the future.
So okay, anyway. But also loads of other cool stuff happened in that episode. So, Rob, any other bits you want to pick up?
Me.
From the episode?
Oh God, what do we have? The there's that yeah, the future Captain Luther, or possibly Alternate Dimension Captain Luther, because I'm not getting in the middle of you two guys arguing. They have those dog tags with that number on the back of it, which I think one of our commenters pointed out is a anti-Superman task force reference from the comics. So I don't
Yeah, I'm
know.
guessing they're called Hellfire,
Is that what you
would be my
think?
guess.
Okay.
That's what I think, yeah.
So it
But
spells
I don't
hell
know.
upside down.
Yes.
Convenient,
I swear they
conveniently.
said something about Hellfire in it as well. But the thing that intrigues me the most about this Captain Luther story that they're going to go down the line, if he is a good guy and he wants to take out who he thinks is a bad Superman, he finds out that Superman is a good guy, how are they going to end it? Are they going to do it so that they become friends and from season two onwards, they work together? Is that the rule they're
Maybe.
going to
Don't know
do,
where
or
they're
are they
going with
going to
it, yeah.
go where is Captain Luther just going to be like he's going to just turn evil because he's going up against a good Superman? I don't know. I've just been
I
really
thought,
intrigued which route they're
well,
going to take it.
it's always got
could it
that
be
Lex
that they
Luthor
find.
type thing of Lex Luthor's always. I love the versions of Lex Luthor in the comics where he thinks he's the good guy because he's saving mankind from what he sees as an alien threat, regardless of what Superman's intentions are. So potentially, Lex Luthor's so he's seen what Superman can be if Superman is bad, and will always try and fight against that potential happening. Is my thought. Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, or it could be that at the moment they're enemies. Luthor believes that Superman's gonna become evil. It could be that at a point they end up finding themselves on the same side, not really teaming up, but finding themselves on the same side against Morgan Edge. Because we
True, true.
know that Edge is part of the story here. So I don't know who's going to be the main actual villain in this story.
Yeah, I wonder if Luthor's going to take a bit of a back seat now. Now he's going to sort of come up with a deeper plan. But I did think one what from the comment then Ross just made then is something when I was watching back, I was watching other reactors. I watched this episode or two. If Luthor thinks Superman is a bad guy, or Kal-El is a bad guy, why to get out of being punched in the face by him would you send your ship with a bomb to a city? If Superman, if look, Kal-El was a bad guy, he wouldn't care. He'd be like, yeah, fine, send your ship, blow it up. I give. So that was a bit of a weird little
But it
thing.
could be that he knows in this world he's a good guy, but he knows eventually he will become a bad guy, like he probably did in his world. So at this time
In the
in
future, you
place,
mean?
he's like, well, if I use
Where's the
the
mute button?
tactic now against him, he will save it because he's a good guy at the moment. He hasn't turned bad yet. Or it could have been a double bluff that the ship was meant to look like it was a bomb. It didn't, and he only exploded it when he took it out of space. Into space.
Okay, true, true. Okay, well, on the other big sort of revelation of the episode as well was Jordan going to the fortress and then seeing this version of Jor-El, but also finding the fact that his body, because it's half human, can't store the solar power as well. So he's never going to be
Well,
as
didn't they
good.
specifically say, or that Jor-El did, that he hasn't got Kryptonian powers, even though we've seen him use the I-beams and
He
strength?
said, I thought he said something along the lines, he can only store X amount of
Yeah, he said he can only
solar
store it.
power.
He'll never be able to do the things you do.
But we've seen
But
him do them.
he's like, go in it. We definitely saw him do it. So,
My theory from last week was that Jordan is either a battery or they need to work because they're twins, they need to work
Jonathan, you
together.
mean? Yeah.
Jonathan, sorry, yeah, they need to work together to unleash their powers. So,
Yeah, and we're not the only
And
people who think
Jonathan
that as
said that
well.
he would help him because nobody else is going to help him at the end as well. Because I will help you find out because I've seen you do it.
Best brother ever. And also, some other reactors picked that up as well. So so, I mean, I think it'd be a really cool thing to do to have them having to actually work together for it to happen. So,
And we had
yeah.
Lois's story of her quitting the the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like she's going to go after Morgan Edge, join the Smallville Gazette, and trying to... I mean, like you said, when you said, oh, is it Morgan Edge going to be the bad guy? Are they going to split off into two different storylines and then meet up at the end? Or are they literally just going to keep them separate? You got, because this is called Superman and Lois. So you have...
Yeah.
She's got her own plot. Superman's got his own plot. It'd be interesting what they do with the story.
See how they, if they could interweave them somewhere as well.
Well, the middle ground.
And
is
then the kids have their... So I was going to say, like, the kids have their own storyline in there as well. And so it'll be interesting. As we got that brief flash to the future where Superman's in the black suit, you didn't see the kids then. So maybe we don't see them in the future.
Or the ultimate
universe. Because it's the future.
Or maybe something happens to them and that's what flips him. You know, a bit like Injustice when Lois dies, it's those two die.
Well, and Lois, cool, all right. Well, let's find out what happens in episode 3 then. And guys, don't forget, if you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows we react to, come and head over to our Patreon. We really appreciate the support. You find all the reactions there. Oh, come on, Clark, you can super speed that up.
I still like the Huntsman's tribute.
Dad, I'm pretty sure that's just slang for poop.
Hey.
Jonathan, don't be gross. Also, he's not wrong.
Wait, can you just pick something?
She's going to hit him with paint.
Yep.
Oh no, it's going to be a paint fight.
What about this color?
Someone.
He just launches him into space.
Oh no.
A bus on a bridge!
Oh, it's gonna help think of like you can't have
Guess
family
there's
time
because. No reason to hide it now that you both know he's Superman.
I love the CGI.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
That bit's a bit dodgy.
Oh!
Still in the
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever heard?
Nope. Not
exactly it. Was there nudity involved? Maybe when you guys are older.
Oh, come on!
I just love the fact this is what fans talk about all the time, and it's like they can address this in a show.
Don't be so
this is
sure.
Good. Yeah.
Don't draw attention to myself. Oh, don't feed him after midnight.
Hey.
Gremlins.
Don't get him wet.
We agreed, Kyle. This is important.
It's been a year.
Counseling
How
for the door.
Feel like I'm the only one worried about this.
Stop with this again. You're not the only one worried about this.
Hey, you went to first period class this morning. Everything all right?
Not according to my mom. It's fine. It's just some dumb family drama stuff.
Hey,
Uh-oh. Boyfriend's there. Boyfriend's there. Could we... So for like Incredibles with little kids suddenly going, oh my god, that was awesome!
Oh no.
Hey, short stack.
Here,
every time I see you, you're flirting with my girlfriend.
He wants to go and help him.
Can't help him.
What are you doing? Come on.
Thank you.
Jordan.
Oh, no.
Don't punch him.
Oh,
oh no!
Hey guys!
He went
wow.
there.
This place is really not changed since I went.
That was close.
You're spying on us. What?
Were you gonna blast the guy's head off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's like,
well, he didn't know he was probably going to do that.
I was just thinking, it's not like I'm listening all the time.
That is the wrong answer.
That's quite it's Big Brother's Big Brother scale.
Okay.
Trust your kids. Trust your kids.
But you can't not hear them, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to hear Lana being like kind of upset and trying to help her. But
do you remember the first time I caught you listening in on me?
How can I forget?
God, you were just some creepy bad.
Superman Returns.
Oh, don't remind me.
Pretty sure I spent about a week's salary on flowers just to get you to talk to me again.
No more listening in on your conversations. I'll give you my word.
Mom mentioned something about flowers. What are the chances of you raising my allowance?
Now, which one of you is calling around New Carthage looking for a new story? I'm hoping you can help me nail that bastard's ass to the wall.
Alright.
Yes, I can.
Let me get the staple gun.
I was a miner at the Edge facility in New Carthage.
Thank you. Zed's watching. Oh,
yeah.
This is Minion, surely.
She'll be dead by the end of the episode.
You can't just break up with me.
Have you not been paying attention?
Come on.
Don't.
Well, that's going to go down like a lead balloon.
Better learn to stay in your lane.
Just hit him.
There's so many bullies in Smallville.
Yeah.
I quit. How about that?
Okay. Oh dear.
Get back here.
Pick up that meat. Let's go. We're doing the
Ken, is that your?
Come on, let's go, people.
Hey, dude. What are you doing? Try not for the team.
That is a terrible idea on so many levels. I can't
yes,
even
it is.
Such a pessimist. I don't know, probably since I saw you in Pats, Jordan. And who wants to play some football?
No, what? No, I don't like this. What is he doing?
Yeah, he just wants to get revenge on the bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going well.
Scores! Let's go!
Kick some ass! Does he even know what he's doing? He has no idea. Oh!
See you, son.
Smiling now, bro.
Apparently, he's going to become the star player, and his brother's going to get the star player.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting massive Spectacular Spider-Man vibes on this.
Yeah.
It's going to be better.
He's like a proper stopper.
Talking about.
Thanks, coach.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you.
Brilliant, I love it.
You got the big cheese Ronnie left for a little brother and you didn't say anything to me? Someone's running today, smartass. You give me five for keeping that from me.
What?
Oh,
see,
man.
Another reason for him to be upset with his brother.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way.
But, which means he won't turn up to the Gabbro's first game and he'll just get sacked.
You two are very unusual people.
Damn right.
Sarah, can I talk to you for a minute?
Nope.
Whatever you want to say, you can say it right here.
Okay.
Do you want to explain to me what happened back there? Because you think I'm going to kill myself? Okay, this is not. How many times are back off? I know you're not telling me everything that happened. Dad sleeps on the couch every night. Sophie bullies all of the kids in her class, and you can't go to bed without taking a pill. I said that's enough.
Yikes.
So grab your stuff, let's go.
Everyone in Smallville heard it, so it's going to be spreading around like wildfire.
Well, your mom's working late, so it's just us. Anything exciting happen to school today?
Actually, football practice was pretty interesting. Jonathan got a couple good reps in.
Really don't start lying.
Ready with some chili cheese fries.
I do love chili cheese fries, but that's not. Why would you?
Sure
I don't like that.
At least give me the chance to prove I'm right. Look, this isn't the Daily Planet.
Just like talking to Perry White.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
a car bomb.
Yeah.
Is that the diner that they're having food in?
Yeah, but
how is Superman not out here yet?
I hate that.
Oh, she looks pissed. Hadn't been paid enough yet. God damn it.
But Superman's having dinner in a diner in Smallville.
Yeah.
And that just happened, and he's just like, ha, Lois has got it.
Well, no one was in danger, so.
Why'd you lie to Dad?
Why did you?
You know, I'm getting a little tired of everyone treating me like I'm some sort of ticking time bomb. You know Dad's going to find out. So what? I'm not doing anything wrong.
They drink a lot of wine in this show. I don't think I actually see them drink anything other than wine in three episodes.
I made a total fool of myself accusing Edge like that. I've been here for a week and somebody has already tried to blow up my car.
Besides, it's not like it's your first Molotov cocktail.
Thanks for the flowers. Can you want?
Yeah. Oh, I left my keys in the.
You seem to see a joyriding straight away.
I hear Jordan's quite the.
Uh oh. So is Clark gonna be standing there, being like, "What is you? What are you doing?"
John, you're up. I'm waiting to see Mr. Pidlick.
It's gonna go down well.
He's either gonna run out of superpower and he's gonna get beaten, or he's gonna hurt him.
No, he's gonna injure him. He's gonna injure him.
Yeah.
Be a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Hit. About. Shouldn't have kissed Sarah. It wasn't cool. Apologize.
Oh, wow!
Really pissed off. Right,
that was actually a really, really mature thing to do. Apart from
That he's seen.
Or is he just trying to build a bridge? He's just trying to make life easier for both of them.
Maybe.
Oh no.
What if Jordan joining the team wasn't a mistake? Trust me, this feels really weird to say, but maybe Jordan needs football. I mean, he's been a really messed up kid for a really long time.
He's like the nicest brother ever. I really, honestly thought he was going to try and trick his dad into getting into Jordan quick football.
No, look, it's not.
It could raise suspicion.
Yeah, but he doesn't have super strength like you. That's what Jor-El DeBarge said, right?
Just because his strength isn't like mine doesn't mean it's not elevated.
Okay, so maybe that puts him on the level of the other kids. What's the point of having something special if you're not actually allowed to be special?
I feel like Jonathan is his heart.
Yeah.
You know, he's the good...
He thought Jonathan was going to say to him, oh, so you're going to get Jordan's quit team now to try and force him out of it? But no, he just said that. It's the opposite of what he can say.
But it has to all take its toll on Jonathan at a point.
Yeah, we have
to see that he's going to start developing issues.
Oh no, they're all dead.
Oh no.
Clark!
The pen is mightier than the sword.
In the eye. In the eye, come on.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, in the ear!
Yeah. He's double hard.
No, but here.
Oh, wow.
Right. Oh.
That's very Man
How
of Steel.
How did he get up?
Yeah, how did he get up?
He's not taking any pain from the...
No.
Is he been modified?
Oh, what Whoa. The hell?
Whoa. What the
He's
fuck?
He's a meteor freak. It's Smallville.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Sharon?
Who the hell is this guy?
Just knocked out Superman.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Drake flight.
Oh, that's cool.
You don't have those powers, mate.
Yeah. Now fun. Oh. Oh.
Nice.
Shit, yes.
Nice.
Oh.
Always. Your neighbor. Never let them see the heart inside. Don't really think that's healthy.
Dollars on these counseling, Jesus.
Do you know what kind of life would make you happy?
I don't know. I guess I'm figuring it out.
She's like, don't let one of the Kents get away. Like I did.
Uh-oh. So, can you stand there for
one of your superpowers now?
I learned it from Bruce.
Yeah. Come
on. What's he going to show him? Is it his high school stuff? Yes, it will be.
At the last minute, I realized one of the main reasons I wanted to try out didn't have anything to do with baseball.
Is it a girl?
Lana.
It's always a girl.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just a feeling. I guess you would know.
Yeah.
Does this mean I can play?
It does.
Really?
Yes, but there's one last thing we have to talk about.
You want to be an assistant coach?
I just want to help
out. Oh!
Look, I promise I won't get in the way. I'll do whatever job you need.
Not to mention he'll work for free.
You what?
You should have started with that, kid.
He's the water boy.
All right, I gotta run. See you later, coach.
That's so sensible that he's there. Brilliant. Mm.
Quit the cheer team, or are you still gonna go?
Do you want me to?
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that. It might be fun to see as a bystander. Your dad seems like he's really struggling.
Hey, coach, you got a jacket and a hat.
He's so good at Clark.
He really is, yeah.
Just kind of like you need my help, right?
Yeah. Really, really. Ow, come on. Too much.
I love seeing this side of him. That's so good.
I mean, together.
You think, like, the sun. And why is a person with power? It was experimented on, like, the same as this guy.
Who is this?
Whoa!
Is she Kryptonian or the clone?
Yeah.
It's done.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Okay. So.
That rubbed up.
Yeah.
So there's Kryptonians.
Or hybrids or clones or.
Like, or is that guy that he fought?
It's Smallville.
It's Smallville, yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, is the guy that he beat up in the motel. Is he like the first version of them trying to copy his powers?
Mm.
Morgan Edge or somebody has got hold of trying to recreate them, and she's a more advanced version, and she's the assassin that's better, so she took him out. Or is she just a Kryptonian? Who's she talking to on the phone?
Yeah.
It could be that they're cloning, they're trying to make clones and trying to duplicate the powers, and that's where they eventually clone Superman and Black Suit Superman in the future. And that's
not the future.
Story.
It's not the future. Although I think you're onto something there. With if you've got a division out there, maybe it's something Morgan Edge is doing. Maybe it's something else that's looking to clone Superman and or create people with his powers. You've got the boys who are going to be found, and that's going to be a plot point. I feel in the future there.
Yeah. I kind of think that. That woman's son, and they said there's three other people missing as well, has something to do as well. Whether that guy there was, or maybe they just experimented on and just didn't make it.
Well, they said, this is, I kind of wonder if it's more than a throwaway line, because they said in the last couple of episodes that Morgan Edge's thing has been to find towns, build mining communities to mine certain things, and then move on once he's found what he's looking for. So is there something in the earth, or something that crashed?
Or is it he does mines, but then he gets people that are working the mines to do a special, better job, like that other kid, and then they're just the people that he's been experimenting on.
I was wondering if it's more to do with, like, combining the whole Smallville meteor freak thing and that stuff that came down with Clark's ship might have impacted
elsewhere.
He's
looking for kryptonite, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe they're using that to build these super assassins. Well, I don't know, it's a bit freaky.
If they were using kryptonite to make these assassins, then surely they would give off some kind of kryptonite, and Superman would have been it would have affected him differently, you know. So I don't know, could they be Kryptonians? I mean, it's possible.
I mean, but the only power that guy seemed to have was strength and resiliency, because he Superman was able to outflank him by moving fast and using heat, cold breath on him.
Well, could just be he's a Kryptonian that hasn't been around
too long. He's dead now.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy that he fought is Kryptonian.
No.
100%. But her, on the other hand, maybe. I don't know.
It's crazy shit. So you got this going on, along with Morgan Edge, along with the Captain Luther from the future. What the hell is this show?
That's what I'm saying. Like I said at the beginning, I feel like I'm hoping that Captain Luthor will realise that this Clark is not like this Superman is not like the Superman he knows.
Mm.
And eventually they work together and then they take out these Kryptonians or these Metas or whatever they are. And from season two onwards, they're friends and it's like a Luthor and Superman working together. I think that'd be a really good dynamic that we've never seen before.
Mm.
But, oh man, that was
kind of cool to see the two of them fight in the hotel room when he's...
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was really well choreographed.
Through the wall and it goes slow motion.
That
right
was, reminds me of, it's a Batman v Superman when he does that to Lois Lane, which is captured at the start of the film. And
comes and rescues her.
And takes that guy out through the wall. Yeah. So it reminded me of that.
It's kind of weird because up to that point, I was like, Jesus, we already saw Superman like randomly at the beginning of that bridge. Mm. So I thought they were just going to put in just so Superman's actually in the show. The rest of the time, he was just being Clark. And I was like, I'm actually quite enjoying this. Like, not being Superman.
But, I'm really enjoying the dynamic of seeing Clark being a well-flushed out Superman living with a family.
Yeah.
Trying to deal with the same thing that he did with his dad, but with his kids. And like it's like when he's like trying to hold that water thing and he's like, oh, is that too much? It's like he's got to have gone through that process of like, I've got to make this look heavy, but not heavy. And it was just so good to see that aspect of it.
That was his concern, I think, with the kid was like, okay, I never played sports because I was too afraid to use my powers. You got a smaller, less powerful version of my powers.
Yeah.
And it's making you happy, so I'll let you do it because I never got the chance, but I'm going to make sure I can be there to stop
you make from sure,
it.
Yeah.
You don't go
really
too far.
Good idea. Yeah, really good idea. Again, as I said during the show, I'm really shocked about, in a good way, about Jonathan's response to it, because he sort of he's like, you don't want to do football anymore, do you? And then I literally thought when he saw the message from Malcolm or whatever, he's going to go down to Clark and be like, so you're going to stop Jordan playing, right? Because football's my thing and I don't want Jordan there. But he went the whole 180 on that. Was like, so I think Jordan should play football because he's making friends and
it's great that they look out for each other.
That's
and
really
I think
weird.
I think like you say that's it was really I'm really happy they've portrayed it that way. But like you said in the show, Liam, I think that's only going to go so far. You can only bottle that up so much because all of that attention has been put on Jordan right now, and Jonathan is only going to go so far with that. I think before he pops or something's going to happen.
I think if Jonathan literally sits on the sidelines and doesn't get played, and Jordan becomes the sort of star player, that's going to maybe push him over the edge.
I
don't want it to, but...
No, I don't, yeah.
Well, I think one thing that I think we'll see here, they made the point that now Jordan is making friends, but who are the kids that he's making friends with? Mm. These are the jocks that we already have seen from the first two episodes. These guys suck.
These
are not nice guys. So he's getting in with the wrong crowd now. So
I will say we'll
see how that helped, that develops his character.
I was impressed by his character. Although he did it the wrong way by basically knocking the guy to the ground to prove his superiority, standing over him and offering a hand of friendship, and apologising for his mistake was a really, really mature thing to do. He went, maybe not quite knocking him down first, but I'm really impressed with the way they've characterised the kids in this show. They're not stereotypical teenagers that you'd see on a CW show like Riverdale or something, where they're just like, I'm going to be all jockey and manly. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. So. See, when you guys are all thinking that Jonathan's finally going to snap, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's what you're supposed to think is going to happen. And I think they're going to show that Jonathan is the pure soul Kryptonian part of Kal-El, and that it doesn't matter how much he gets pushed and tormented or whatever, that his heart is always pure, because that's what Superman is. And I feel like they've obviously split Jonathan and Jordan down the line. And he has got that part of Clark where Jordan's got more of the powers. And he's a bit more like, I feel like he's a bit more like when Clark's on Red Kryptonite. He's a little bit,
edge.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what it is. And Jonathan's power is that his heart is pure. And I feel like that's what I want them to go. And I feel like that's the way they do it, because they keep showing that you like, oh, this is the bit where he's going to snap. This is where it's going to happen. And he doesn't. He does the complete opposite. And he is pure Superman when he is like that. And I feel like that's the way they're going to write it.
And I really hope they do, because I'm really enjoying it. I think he's the most curious guy in the world. But being writers and what writers do, I've got a feeling that at some point it's going to snap. But I didn't know if he did snap, what would happen. There's not a lot he can do. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm still following down the point that the two of them have to be together for it to work properly. So eventually he might snap and find that he's got some powers, but only when he's around. Because he's not really been in a position where he's had to use anything. He was going to step in to save his brother at the start of the show before Clark turned up. But he has not really had to actually make a stand, you know?
When Jordan was against the locker and that guy said, did Jonathan touch Jordan before his eyes started glowing? Was he just near him?
No, he got nearer to him, didn't he? He started walking up.
I think he tried to split them up, didn't he? And then Malcolm grabbed him back and pushed him against the lockers because he split them up. Yeah, because he's like, "Come on, come on, we got to go." Kind of.
I think
thing.
He was when he like physically touches him, he seems to get the power. Like, I kind of, kind of be interested if Jonathan gets to a point where he doesn't get played, and he quits the team,
and he's not there, and he hasn't.
Jordan
powers.
Then loses powers, and that sort of happens, and that's how they realize.
Yeah.
His strength goes, and he starts getting like knocked out himself by people. That'd be quite cool. Mm.
Yeah. Brilliant. We didn't see anything of Captain Luther in this one.
No,
I think he's gonna take. I think he's taking a bit of a sight.
I think so as well.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting about Lana as well, because I mean, you always just assume that Lana would grow up and like be happy, but she's really not.
No.
I mean, her saying she like puts a smile on her face every day when she's actually really really upset is like that's called depression, love. You need to
see some
counselling about that. Like, it's not a good thing.
Well, but, I feel like it's going to be her and now Sophie are going to work it out. And probably go through it together. I feel like that's the story. Sarah? Yes.
Yeah. Sophie's the other one.
The younger kid.
Okay. Yeah.
I do think it's actually really good that they are tackling mental issues in this show and depression. So I think it's quite cool that they're tackling it. They're doing a pretty good job of it. And I would say as well, Smallville is not a particularly nice town. Like, not a very happy town in general.
No.
So... It's interesting. It's a very different Smallville to what we had in Smallville.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it'd be quite interesting. Clark sort of like, it's small. I would half tempted if he literally left his cars in the truck and someone just nicked it as he was walking with Lana.
Yeah.
Like, just to show you, Clark, it's not the same Smallville that it once was. Like, don't be fooled.
Yeah. I did wonder as well why, like, Lois drives like a crappy Volvo. It's like, it's because cars always get blown up. She's like, I'll just buy the cheapest car.
What did Clark say? It was like, it's not your first Molotov cocktail. So it's clearly not the first time it's happened to her. It's either that or she's a really shit driver and she just blames it on Molotovs every time she crashed the car.
Someone blew up my car.
Oh, no.
It's twice this week. What's going on? another solid episode, man. It's really great.
I really don't know where they're going now with these metas or whatever it is.
Yeah, although
that's an interesting.
And that's cool. It's great that we just you can't tell where this is going. Mm. No. So this is great.
And I think
it's easily the best CW show.
Yeah,
like I loved season one of Flash, and I love season two of Arrow. But they're nothing compared to this show.
So far, they've addressed a lot of my complaints to do with writing the shows that the main CW shows have. They're subverting those in a good way and not in a Rian Johnson way. Just get that dig in and move on. The writer's room for this show seems to have their heads screwed on, right? Which is, we'll see how it progresses over the course of the season. It's always got room to jump off the rails, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
It can be sad there's only one more episode and then it goes off air for ages because Supergirl... is raising it.
Well, they're not going off because of Supergirl. They're going off because they haven't been able to finish making the season. And instead of just leaving a big gap in the schedule, they're giving us Supergirl.
It's a shame there's going to be a pause because it's ramping up really well. So it's like...
Yeah.
It is a shame that there is going to be that big... do we even know how long of a break it's going to be? Do we know when it will come back?
I think it was roughly like May 16th, I've got a feeling. Mm. It'll be back, something like that.
It's not too long a gap. That's good.
I'm kind of glad in a way because it's a lot shorter show and it does extend it because I don't want it to be over. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather speculate for a few months and be like, what's the next episode? Rather than get through it all and be like, it's the end of the season.
I mean, if they knew that this gap was going to happen as well, what the hell is the cliffhanger going to be in the next episode?
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's that Kryptonian, whatever she is, like kidnaps the kids. And Clark's like,
ooh.
And then you're like, cliffhanger.
It's kind of cool going, actually, there's one more thing quickly. At the beginning of the episode, I actually really like the part they touched on him having to sacrifice family time as well, because obviously they were having that paint fight and then he had to stop and be like, we'll save people. But also then talking about his superhero and the fact that he can hear everything around the world, he actually has to train himself to pick up these certain frequencies of when people are in trouble. It's insane.
That is one of the things I love from Superman Returns when, you know, he flies up into space and he's just got his eyes closed and he's just floating and he's listening. He's like on patrol, isn't he? And he's like listening for problems and then he flies off. I did like that aspect of that. So
guys, that was episode 3 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Comment below, let us know. Let us know your thoughts and who these new characters were at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's going on there? And do you like the sort of dynamic of what's going on with the kids as well in the show? I'd love to know your thoughts If you want to see the full reactions of this episode, as well as the rest of this season, as well as every other show we react to, come over to our Patreon, come support the channel. We really do appreciate it. And you'll be able to find the full reactions there. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Links in the descriptions below. And we also do a podcast as well. So come and head over anywhere you can find a podcast. Talk about anything superhero related. We've got loads on there. So come and catch up on them. And we'll see you for next week's episode of Superman and Lois. Mm-hmm.